CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Speak up. You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning. My name is Caroline, and I will be hosting today's show. Today on the show, I will start by telling you a little bit something about the climate rally I attended that took place last Friday, or September 15th, actually. And then Magnus will come in and do an interview on an update with the TSSU. It's about job action and bargaining. And then we have Greg coming in, sharing a review of a book called Boom Chicago, 30 Most Important Years in Dutch History. As I mentioned, I want to start off by telling you a little bit about the climate rally. Again, it took place September 15th, and it started outside the Vancouver City Hall and then went towards the Vancouver Art Gallery. Sources said that almost 100,000 people joined the rally. It was about raising awareness about the impact of climate change and also demanding the government to take actions. And yeah, I'm going to share this with you.
When I say climate change, you say sucks. Climate change.
Sucks.
Climate change.
Sucks.
When I say we are, you say awesome. We are.
Awesome.
We are.
Awesome.
When I say fossil fuels, you say also suck. Fossil fuels.
Also suck.
Fossil fuels.
Also suck.
Yeah! Well done,
what you just listened to was part of the opening speech at the climate rally in Vancouver on September 15th. The rally was meant to spread awareness about the impacts of climate change and that we urgently need to do something about it. It is also demanding the government to take actions against fossil fuels. I talked to a few of the attendees about why they decided to join the rally and what they hope to get out of it. These are a few of their answers.
Yeah, I'm here at the Global Day of Action for Climate because climate justice intersects with all other forms of justice and we all deserve to live beautiful, full lives.
Hi, I'm here today because I feel like our system needs to change and the only way for us to create change is to leave school to show how important it is for us.
I'm here to register my dissatisfaction with the way that things are handled with respect to the climate and the increasing danger it holds for everybody. And I am just an ally to young people.
We're here to fight for our future and make a difference for the people after us. And we just want to have a better world for everyone to enjoy.
I'm here to protect the earth that I've been living on since I was born and to make sure that it has a future and to make sure that kids my age and kids after me will all be able to enjoy life and not have to worry about anything happening to them.
I'm here for being able to continue living in this earth without having to worry about like dying every like 5 minutes because of how bad it could get if we don't reduce fossil fuels and like start helping out.
I'm here to kind of just for everyone that doesn't like deserve this kind of and for because like humanity has come such a far way and you're telling me our end is just to get screwed over by ourselves, like that's so pathetic. Like we should at least like come on, we've gone so far, this is such a weird place to stop, and like there's so many people in the world that don't deserve this and there's so many children and possibilities. So yeah,
I'm just here because in one of wildfires a couple of months ago, my family was in danger and I was really scared, and I know that sometimes people lose their families to the fire and I want that to happen.
I'm here primarily because the individual greed of a few people have severely impacted our functions of society as a whole. I felt like we have to do something to stop that. Even if our actions seem minimal, together we can do something big.
So, yeah, that was the first part of the interviews. And as you might have heard from the voices, there were so many different people there, whether they were high schoolers, teachers, parents, even some grandparents. And it was very interesting to hear all these different motivations of people to join. Though in the end, they kind of all had the same intention, which is great. The next few statements I want to play for you, they're from people who came there as part of an organization as a club.
My name is Louisa. I'm originally from Rio, and I'm doing climate studies at UBC. And I'm here with an organization called Shake Up the Establishment. It's a nonpartisan youth-led organization in Canada. And we are trying to, again, call attention to everything that's going on politically and economically and all the crisis that we are experiencing. And just calling people to acknowledge that. And yeah, it's 2023. Why are we still here, right? And yeah, that's kind of my I just want to say, like, why must be I'm not in charge? It's land back.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm here at the climate strike today with Migrant Students United because migrant justice is climate justice, and we hope to realize that at some point in the future.
We're all a club from Glenbrook Middle School, New Westminster, the Monkey Rebel. We've gone to city council. We've had lots of different achievements passed. We're here for climate change. We're here to stop fossil fuels. We're here so that future generations won't get the problems that past generations have put on us. And we're here to make a difference because nobody else is trying. Or they are trying, but it's not enough.
I've been engaged with climate actions for a very, very long time. I followed the science. I was a science teacher. And the policy is not matching the level of action that is needed. So we just keep needing to bring public attention to it over and over and over again. And hopefully this was for other people to get engaged as well.
Because climate solutions exist. And we don't have much time, so I want to see society, governments, everybody focus on this and make changes. And because right now there's a little window, but it's kind of slipping away. So, yeah.
I'm here because I can't just sit and watch while other people do that, like fight for climate change.
Yeah, so those were all the statements that I got. Again, it was very interesting to hear all those different opinions and motivations. Lastly, I want to share with you some of the speeches that I recorded, as I think they're very interesting to listen to.
When I say climate change, you say sucks. Climate change.
Sucks.
Climate change.
Sucks.
When I say we are, you say awesome. We are.
Awesome.
We are.
Awesome.
When I say fossil fuels, you say also suck. Fossil fuels.
Also suck.
Fossil fuels.
Also suck.
Yeah! Well done, everybody! You could be anywhere. You could be on the seawall. You could be at the beach. You could be watching Queer Eye in your living room. But you are not. You are here because you believe in a better future. You believe it's possible, and you're willing to fight for it. So give yourself a round of applause. That's right. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, all of you. We're going to do wonderful things together, ladies, gentlemen, and friends beyond the binary. Next up, we have a speaker, a huge inspiration to me when I was starting out in the TMX fight. It is a Jim Layden, an absolute legend, an Anishinaabe land defender who recently won a court case. Do you know how hard it is to win a court case in this stuff? It is hard! And he did it!
I don't know, now I'm embarrassed. What am I going to say? I'm just going to talk about the court case for a second. It was really important. But it wasn't just me. It was Kat won her case. And we have an extremely racist judge who was put in her place by the appeals court. They told her she was wrong. They told her she didn't do the due duties, the due diligence that she should have done. And that's how I won that. But I also won it because... We never retreat, we never surrender. We never back down. I also have an elder who said, well, you're going to go to court and you're not going to win. You know, but you got to go there and spread that message. You got to ask the question about unceded territory. They acknowledge unceded territory, then they do nothing about it. So I'm going to get off of that topic. It was incredible. I just remember us, and I see my lawyer here. One of the things that makes you really win a case is a good lawyer. So I acknowledge him. Creators in the detail, we're spiritual people, and we're told to pray and just keep praying. Reuben says, fill this whole place with prayer. And, you don't know what's going on when it happens, but I had a lawyer, I really apologize for insulting him, but he was a dud. He didn't do anything, and the prosecution knew he wouldn't do anything. And so they didn't really do their own due diligence around it. So when I got to court and I had a good lawyer representing me, they were beaten right down. And that's important to remember that, you know. Anyway, I just want to go on and say, like, we are at that point right now. We're at that point where I may not have won that case a year ago, but I think the judges in that know that climate change and global warming is an issue. They know that we're standing on the right side of history and the right side of law. And we'll still be beaten down. The oil industry buys their support. But I need to say, this is not a time to sit back. This is a time to stand up. So I'm really pleased to see how many people are here and so many people I've recognized from the times we've been doing this. But I had a few people call me and said, well, I can't make it. I'm working. What is a strike? You know, what is a strike? And I don't mean to humiliate them or embarrass them, but it's a point at which we have to be willing to stand up and say, okay, I'm stepping forward. We're at that place now. We can't get the numbers. We can't show them that this must happen, that the walking away from fossil fuels, the walking away from dirty oil has to happen, that we can show them, like I saw a banner here about the kids, eh? That we can show them that... that we have fifth graders who are smarter than our prime minister. You know? The battle's not over, it's just beginning. You know, I've been told by my elders to walk in peace, and I try to do that. But I have this thing in the back of my head that says, they will not put those ships on the Salish Sea. They will not ship dirty oil around this world. And just go back again. This is a battle we can win. Everyone knows how stupid it is to say, well, we're going to fight global warming by selling dirty oil to other countries that can't afford anything else. You know, and we need to make those points. And we need to also stand up and say, like, in this next election, we will not back any party that backs fossil fuel. We'll not back any party that walks in any direction. Although right now, the two leading parties, you can't tell one from the other without a plane, you know, without a program, you know. Anyway, I'm going to back up, and I'm really glad to see you here. And just let your friends know that strikes are strikes. The next general strike, I hope we go all the way down to Canby with our people, you know, all the way down to Broadway. I appreciate you showing up, and yeah. You could have sat on the beach. And that's the other thing we have to ask people. What is it that will get people active? I had an activist who said to me at one point, they know what's going on, but they also want to know, like, what's in it for me? You know, what's in it for me? And so what's in it for me? Like, if the soil spills, the temperature keeps changing, I'm not going to be able to afford my food. The oil spills on the water, I'm not going to be able to sit on the beach or get in a boat or swim or catch my salmon. I won't be able to look at the orcas. All of those things are things that brought us to British Columbia and are part of the quality of our life. And I was just reminded by one of our activists, Fine with Mountain Protectors. And so if you look for people with the Mountain Protect banners, I think we're over here right now. And talking on the 28th, we're going to have a rally. We used to call it a membership drive. Now it's being called something else. Can't remember what. I'm getting old. Memory doesn't work. Anyway, we're having that on the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Watch House. There will be pipe ceremonies. There other stuff starting to kick in at the Watch House. And we just want to see what a vision can contribute. And let's just get this thing moving and bring in the skills you have, the talent you have, and put them to use. I thank you all for being here, and this has been a long fight. No matter what nation we come from, what age we are, what gender we identify with, we're family. Our fight is your fight. Your fight is ours. We're in this together. Natsuma. We have to act as one, because, you know what? Yes, the world is on fire. With all those fires that happened this past few months, it's where all the clear-cutting happened. There's a connection that runs between all nations, between all cities. And it's us indigenous people that are normally on the front lines. Because it is our job. It is our responsibility as indigenous people to protect our Mother Earth. It is your guys' responsibility to protect us. And why I'm saying that, this is in accordance to the medicine wheel. And particularly today, I want to share with you guys where I come from. I'm from Kla'aman. That is the nation that is the furthest north of all the Coast Salish territory. But, you know, I've been on the front lines, on many, many front lines with Jim. We go back like 30 plus years. Uncle Stacy. Then we have our next generation right here. They're the ones that are following us three, which could be dangerous. But I want to share the story of Fairy Creek, what's been happening right now. As we speak, the Rainforest Flying Squad is in the courtroom. Rainbow Eyes has been silenced. She is the last witness for Fairy Creek, and the judge and the Crown have asked her not to socialize with the land defenders. Boo! And this is how they're getting away with committing the crimes that they're committing right now, is that they ask for people not to talk to one another, not to socialize with each other, not to share a meal, not to share any ideas. Well, you know what? F*** them. Let's send a positive message to Rainbow Eyes and the Rainforest Flying Squad. You know, the Canadian government said that we are the most expensive blockade that they've ever come across. Over $60 million, I could think of a lot more things that they could put that money towards, but, you know, instead they're choosing to come after the indigenous folks. So every one of us indigenous folks has had to deal with the RCMP and CERB. Every single one of us has walked away wounded, hurt, and we're f***ing pissed. We're on fire. We are on fire because we know it is our job to defend our Mother Earth. And so we are still doing it to this day.
standing up for this one.
Changes. People, when are things going to change? We feel that climate grief, we feel that climate anxiety. It is getting harder and harder for us. But today we speak to each other. Today we look in the eye to each other. Take a second to do that. Because together we're stronger. Yeah! But as we look into each other's eyes, we have to look inside. Inside into the denials. Into the denials of modernity. Into the denials of systemic violence. Into the extractive capitalism that we live under. Into the individualism that we're suffering. But not today, because today we're together. Yeah. We gotta end fossil fuels now. We gotta end fossil fuels fast. We gotta end fossil fuels forever. So today I ask you to sit with that complexity of the poly crisis, of the climate injustice and the social injustice. Today I ask you to stand for climate justice. So when I say, people, what do we want? You say climate justice. People, what do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
And if we don't get it, you say, we turn this place around. When we want it, when they don't give it to us, what do we do?
We turn the place around!
Exactly. Let's give it up, people! Let's go!
So these were a few of the speeches given at the Vancouver Climate Rally, and to summarize, I'd say it was a pretty unique experience. I've never been to a climate strike or a strike in general before, and it was great to see all these people come together and stand up for such an important topic. Next, I want to play a song. It's called Sundown, and it's by a band called 660. They're from New Zealand, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
This program was originally broadcast on Tuesday, September 26th. The following interview with the TSSU was recorded that morning. Strike action by the TSSU is continuing, and they will be picketing the Burnaby campus this morning. This interview does give you a good outline of the TSSU's position and the current status of talks with the university. No further negotiations have happened since this interview last Tuesday. All right, that was 6:60 and Sundown. Welcome back to Speak Up here on Tuesday morning. Joining me here in the studio, my name is Magnus Tevel. Joining me here in the studio is Amal Vincent, Chief Steward of the Teaching Support Staff Union, or the TSSU, here at Simon Fraser University. And they are in, well, I could call it the middle of a fairly long job action here at SFU between the Teaching Support Staff Union and the university itself. Hopefully it's not really the middle, because it's been going on for 5 months now. You were bargaining yesterday, but before we get into that, tell me who the TSSU represents, for starters, just quickly.
Thanks, Magnus, for the intro, and thanks for having us today. TSSU represents the teaching assistants, tutor markers, which is currently obsolete because the position has been eliminated, special instructors, ELCIDP instructors, international teaching assistants, and research assistants as part of the Volunteer Recognition Agreement in 2019, which we have applied for certification pretty recently.
Right. When you add all that